Audio is on.
YouTube is running.
See you. Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our 10th special session. The date is October 21st, 2021, and the time is 10:01 a.m. I will pray for us this morning. Father, sometimes. Father God, we come to you this morning on this beautiful morning with beautiful weather, and I just thank you for this renewed time of the year for us. And as we move into this time of year, just thank you for all the blessings that you bring at this time for us. And I just ask that you bless my community, Father, all those who are suffering from illness and just struggling with the things that they need, Father. And I just ask that you guide them and continue to love them, and that they find strength from your love, Father, and to fulfill their needs and continue to open their hearts and minds to your love and your will and the way that you might have for them, Father, and that they can see that and follow that path and know that things are always going to, you know, get better through you, Father. And I just ask that you continue to heal those in need and our elders and our children are special to you, Father, and we know when we lift them up, and we just ask that all of their needs are met and that they are blessed with all the wonderful things in life and good health and happiness. And I just ask for, you know, smiles in people's hearts and on their faces, and just we continue to be together as a people and love one another and be there for each other. And just heal those hearts in mourning, Father. And I just ask a blessing upon the Osage Nation here, Father, as we continue to, you know, do our work every day. And I just ask that you bless their employees' homes and their families as they do the best that they can for us every day to help our people, Father. I ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Okay, I don't see him on the screen either. All right, well, we have a quorum. And next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from October 20th.
Speaker.
Yeah, second speaker.
Good morning. I'd like to make a motion to approve the journal dated October 20th, 2021 as written.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for October 20th as presented and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Yeah.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal has been approved. Next is reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committee reports? Standing committee reports. Congresswoman Stabler, do you have standing committee reports?
I do.
Okay.
I was waiting on GovOps, I guess, first. All right. The Health and Social Services Committee met yesterday on bill number ONCA 2206. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Co-sponsors are myself and Alice Goodfox. The roll call and the final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Voting six in favor were Stabler, Lemon, Pratt, Big Horse, Tillman, and Walker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other standing committee reports?
Speaker.
Congressman Walker. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm sitting in the parking lot of my daughter's having surgery at the moment. I'm scrolling through my emails and I don't see it. I'm sorry. Somebody could help me out.
It's okay. I need to get that screen up and we will help you.
I don't know why I can't find it in my inbox.
Speaker, this is Alice. I have.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Government Ops Committee met yesterday regarding ONCA 21-119, an act to amend the Osage Nation Election Code at 12 ONC 5-111 to amend the certification of candidates and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Goodfox, Walker, Keene, Rivard, and Shaw. The Government Ops Committee met yesterday regarding ONCR 21-12, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. The sponsor is myself. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, Shaw, Big Horse, and Rivard. The Government Ops Committee met yesterday regarding 21-109, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million of ARPA funds to the Capital Asset Fund for a new COVID-compliant judicial building and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Walker, Goodfox, Keene, Rivard, Big Horse, and Shaw. Thank you.
Thanks, Alice.
Next is bills and resolutions on first reading, Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Yes, ma'am. I'd like to read in ONCA
22-08, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $4,231,258 to the executive branch for COVID-related eligible health outdoor activities in American Rescue Plan Act funds from the Bureau of Indian Affairs Aid to Tribal Government, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 2208 will be assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. Next is motions and notices.
Second speaker.
Yes, second speaker, go ahead.
The Appropriations Committee will meet this morning at 10:30 until noon.
Okay, thank you.
Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Walker, go ahead.
GovOps will meet from 3:15 to 5 today.
Okay, thank you. Is the Health Authority Board meeting today, Congresswoman Stabler?
No, Speaker, we canceled that because we needed the extra day to get pending legislation ready for the next meeting.
I know, ma'am. I was saying the wanting your help on is the Health Authority Board meeting today.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Today at 1:30.
Today at what time?
1:30.
Okay, thank you. Just a reminder to any members who would like to attend that. I haven't heard from the assistant chief as to where he might be, and I'm going to ask at this time, ask the clerk who the link for today's meeting was sent to. Was it sent to the assistant chief?
I didn't send it, but let me look and see who okay. we sent to yesterday. Right, it did you. Get sent to executive this morning, though.
Okay, and I would like to have a discussion of when you say executive, who is that?
I sent it this morning to Mr. Johnson.
For the session, or okay, so we're gonna work. So I'm gonna work that out, and we're gonna find out, but.
It did get sent to Mr. Redcorn. I'm looking.
Okay. All right. So, because I would assume that he would, obviously something's come up and that he wouldn't be absent just because as his duties as assistant chief. However, we're getting information that executive has expressed that we aren't allowing information to be sent down to us, or we aren't allowing anyone to deliver anything. And I just want to make it clear that that is not the case. And I believe when I, in my opening remarks, I expressed our willingness to communicate. And I mean, it's just that we are willing to communicate. And that's every time we go into a session, we don't come we're trying to do the work for the people and whatever that takes, and we'll talk to whoever that takes to speak to. And so we are willing to and are going to communicate and collaborate in order to do our work. So anyone who might be listening, I want to make that very clear that the Congress is not rejecting any information being sent down or rejecting to speak to anyone. So I don't want that misinformation to be perpetuated throughout the executive branch or any employees that we might reach out to try to communicate with us to get the information that we need. So I just want to make that very clear. And if anyone has any questions regarding that, I encourage them to call our office or call me. And I will make sure that the proper people are communicated to and that we'll do our best to work together. So again, I just want to make that very clear. And our clerks are receiving information down there to do so. All right. If there are no other motions or notices, then, oh, one thing I want to back up and say, the reason that the link is not sent out to the entire nation is because we already have, you know, 14 or so boxes on the screen right now. And so we've had a day where a session where we began, and it was the, as people were calling in from employees or, you know, the public or whoever might get the link, it starts to file in and all these boxes are moving around and people forget to mute and things like that. So just for a smoother process for the session, the Congress and the assistant chief are likely the ones who will have the link for session, or the chief, which is why the chief was sent the link yesterday to do his opening remarks. And then beyond that, for the committee meetings, it is sent to the leaders of the executive branch so that they can forward to the proper individuals, and then communication takes place from there. And so it is not our intent to offend anyone because we don't send the link out to everyone. And so we're depending on the communication of our, you know, perhaps our committee chairs and the director of operations and so on, so forth, as to who will be available to speak with us, because we'd all love to be in our building and, you know, have everybody have the ability to run up and down the hill and communicate and do the best that we can and operate how we typically do. However, you know, we still have issues with our building, and we've learned that it might be at least November. And that's just a guesstimation as November. So likely December before we as a Congress can be back in our chambers due to and there's dispute as to whether or not there is or isn't termite damage and need for remediation and mold. And now the roof is being replaced and then HVAC system is coming in. And so there are many things happening with that building. And so we're doing the best that we can electronically. And so everybody, you know, we'll stay cool on our side, and hopefully, you know, that happens on the executive branch side so that we can try to move through our work as smoothly as possible. So I just wanted to explain to anyone who has questions as to who is or isn't getting the link to participate in the meetings. Again, if anyone has any questions, please call our office. So if there are no other motions or notices, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. All right. Thank you. We are adjourned. Stay on this feed for appropriations.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hey, Jody.
I thought you cut your hair, Paula. I was like,